They say you can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish. Well, actually, I can tune a fish every day at the fish cannery. I also can sardines. I pack them in tight like sardines.
Oh.
'Cause that's what they are. And that's what I do. If there's room for one more, I'll squeeze in two.
You know what Tim Cavanaugh does, Wendy, is he
make
observes...
Make weird okay, because I love you, but you are
weird
so
okay.
Out
he you. Makes the weird okay. He takes things that happen in everyday life, and he somehow magically turns them into music, and who doesn't enjoy that? Hi, Tim.
Hi, Bill.
Nice
Hi,
to see
Wendy.
You.
How
Kavanaugh's
are you? It's
here,
good
everybody.
To see you both.
You as well,
my
Tim.
My gosh, good to see you guys together.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
You've seen us separately.
I've seen both of you separately and have carried on conversations with each one of you.
Yeah.
About the other one.
About the other one, of course.
You know what I hate about Wendy, Tim will say to me? And I'll go, what? And then I go, oh, here's the next 2 hours listening to this.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when I talk to you outside of the studio, you guys don't have microphones and stuff.
No, we don't have
so
any,
I really
we look
don't,
different, don't we?
I don't care that much about what we talk about.
So on air, there's it's
on
more
air, this is I'm jazzed.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this.
Yep.
Because what we say is going to be heard
by dozens of people.
Let's hope.
Let's hope so.
Let's hope.
You are just really a pleasure to have in, and every time you come in, I forget how funny you are.
I'm very optimistic.
Yes.
You are.
Which is nice.
Better than being funny, it's
yes.
better to be optimistic.
Yes. My father-in-law is 91 years old, still the most optimistic guy I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, every night before he goes to sleep, he puts a dollar underneath his pillow, hoping to get some of his teeth back. I mean, that's optimism.
I don't think it works that way, Tim. Tim's performing.
It hasn't worked for him.
No, it doesn't work. I'm positive. Tim's performing Friday night at CD and Me in Frankfurt with Jim McHugh, another fine
very,
comedian.
Very, very funny guy.
That's going to be a good show. You
it's
and Jim McHugh
show.
In one show?
Yep. And all the Frankfurters that they can fit into the room.
Is that right?
You're going to fit them in like sardines?
Yep, that's right.
Now, Wendy, you witnessed this when Tim came in. You gave me what I would say is the most awkward handshake I've ever experienced. what was behind that handshake?
Well, here's what happened is I was carrying a bunch of stuff.
A guitar.
Because apparently, you know, your people here at WGN don't believe in actually helping any of the
right,
guests.
Right.
You know,
we don't have people. Kevin's got to be in three places at one time.
Well,
all his other shows have people.
Yeah. I wasn't going to mention Kevin.
Oh.
But let me just say that Dane, who was just in here,
right.
Yes.
he had like four people.
Yes.
And a couple of them were big, strong
yes.
people,
yeah.
good ping pong players.
You
a
could
lot
tell
of them.
By looking at them.
And it's like, did they offer to help me out with this? No.
No.
So I come in and I give Bill this little limp hand thing
yep.
because I'm carrying my Sherwin-Williams bag.
But it was a reverse.
No.
You're right-handed, so my inclination would be to shake your right hand.
Yeah.
But you had things in your right hand.
All I had
so
was
you went
my left
left-handed
hand.
And upside down.
Yeah, yeah. It was flipped yeah. over.
Yep. It was a reverse.
It is
handshake.
So cool. It's going to be the new cool thing.
It was like
we
a
started
fish,
it right here.
A fish handshake, which ties into the new album Love, Fish, and Sausages.
Love, fish,
is
and
that
sausages.
Why you did it?
That's exactly right. Yeah, I'm doing. Yeah, I don't even want to tell you how I act out the sausage part.
I don't want to know.
But the fish part, yeah, I just it's kind of a limp hand kind of thing.
I like it.
At least
it.
The hand is limp.
Yeah, exactly. As opposed
to the sausage.
Okay,
all
there's
right,
love
yes.
and sausage, and we put fish in the middle just to break those two
Did
up.
Did you notice, Tim, that a lot of times with the younger kids, the younger people out there, instead of doing a traditional handshake like has been going on since biblical times,
right, right.
They'll either fist bump or they'll move their elbows toward each other or they'll do like a weird Navy salute or something
yeah.
with their
yeah.
What you're doing is a Three Stooges thing.
Yeah. well, I shouldn't do that. That just happened kind of by accident.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, hey, you know what? Accidents happen, and a lot of them are
for
really,
good
really good.
Yep.
You know, the fist bump thing, you know, that was just somebody who had, you know, a broken hand.
Is that how that started?
That's how it started, of course.
That.
Yeah, absolutely.
Didn't you guys have secret handshakes with your kids?
No.
Because I'll tell you, Jimmy Mack, I don't. It's a boy thing. We have boys. But Jimmy Mack has a secret handshake with each of the boys that they don't do every day. They used to, though. Every day before school, it'd be a fist bump, a slap to the side. Oh. They had this whole weird thing.
Yeah.
You should do that for your the people that come out to see you. You could have like a secret handshake.
I should do that because sometimes after the show, I stand out there, you know, begging for compliments.
You do that after the show?
People go past me and they shake my hand sometimes. Sometimes they say, boy, you look so lifelike.
Now, Tim, I know that sounds like a negative, but that's a when you think about it, that's a very positive thing they just said.
I think it's very positive, you know, because a lot of people
you are
watch
lifelike.
Me and it's like, wow, is he an audio animatronic?
No, you're a real guy.
No, I'm an actual guy. I mean, you couldn't have enough battery power for me to go as an audio animatronic.
How many D cells would it take to run you?
Who has a couple hundred.
A few hundred D cell batteries.
And they won't let me on the plane with them anymore.
Oh, that's true too.
The Samsung Galaxy.
Right. Oh, thanks for that.
I don't want to mention that. Is Samsung Galaxy, was it 7? It's the 7.
It's the
7. Okay, because I was thinking it's 720. It's like your radio station.
No,
it's. But no, it isn't.
We should do a promotion.
Right. That's a really
good. Want an exploding
that's a winner.
Phone?
That's a. That,
caller 10.
I'll tell you what. It's, for some people, it's a tragedy, but for you guys,
turn it into a positive.
You turn it into a positive.
That's the whole thing.
Samsung
it'll blow up.
Galaxy
it'll be so
720 WGN.
Yep.
That'd be kind of cool.
The promotions department people right now throwing up upstairs.
You know what? They don't listen. They don't listen.
You don't think they're listening?
No. No, I've seen the billboards. So, no, I'm just joking. Do you guys have, are you guys on a billboard?
Not our faces.
I think we have our faces on a billboard.
But
no.
WGN has billboards.
Okay, yeah. I've seen the WGN, but I haven't seen you guys on a billboard.
No,
we like to remain anonymous.
Think, right. It's better to
you know
stay
what?
Under
You're
the radar.
You're right, because you guys can go to restaurants and stuff like that, and people aren't bothering you.
Yeah.
For
yeah. Can Steve Cochran do that? No.
No, Steve Cochran can't. He's too big.
Right. But yeah, we've kept our anonymity right where we want it. Yeah.
And by the way, I love Steve.
Yeah, Steve everyone
Cochran.
Does.
You know what? And I even like him, even though I found out he's adopted. So I don't know if he's really
Wait, why
Cochran
should,
or what. You
why
know,
should that should have nothing to do with how much you like him, should it?
I guess not.
Do you
but,
not like adopted people?
Well, he just was saying he doesn't know if
not
he's
all.
Truly a Cochran.
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
I see what you're
you
saying.
You know, Cochran is kind of an English-Irish thing. And, you know, he could be anything for all I know.
Yeah.
So I like to know the man's nationality.
Isn't the English-Irish thing Cockney? Not Cochran?
It is. Usually. Cockney is an accent.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which I do very well, by the way.
Let's hear it.
Do you do an accent? Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear it.
Hello, mate.
I felt like I was in England.
Yeah.
I did not.
That's a Cockney.
That was excellent.
That's Henry Higgins.
You have a talent that I was not aware of. That's fantastic.
I do voices. I do dialects.
Can you do it one more time really quick, and then we have to go to a break?
Hello, mate.
Boy, that's amazing.
It's a little Australian, too.
Yeah. It's very global.
Well, that's what I like to think.
Tim Cavanaugh.
You are a one-man band, aren't you?
I don't know what the hell I'm doing here.
He's from the United States.
But I'm having fun. I'm from the United States.
Yes.
Steve Cochran, also from the United
States. Yeah, that's what we're hearing.
And you're both living persons.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
CD and me in Frankfurt coming up this Friday with Jim McHugh. I wonder if he does voices. You guys could both do a travelogue.
I've asked him not to do any of his voices
before me. Steps on your material.
Because, yeah, exactly right.
Yep, I get it.
And people aren't going to enjoy my Irish priest.
Right.
CDandMe.com.
Now we're being told that people are returning tickets, Steve. How can that be, Tim? People who have purchased tickets are now returning them? How can that be?
You know, and it's one size fits all. So I don't see why they would return the tickets at all.
815-469-7315 is the phone number if you want to call and complain. We'll do a quick break and then more with Tim Cavan on Next Bill and Wendy WGN.
You look so pretty with your head upon your pillow. Your eyes are barely open. Sleep calls to you, it seems. We met, we drank, we made love, then we planned our lives together. Now go to sleep and have the sweetest dreams. This is my lullaby. Bye. I won't be here when you awake. This is my lullaby, bye. And my name's not really Blake. I'm not a doctor, yes, I lied. I really work at Subway. And well, this part-time sandwich artist had to get in your pants some way.
And that prescription I wrote you for Vicodin isn't gonna fly. This is my lullaby, bye, bye, bye. And I'm stealing all your forks just to make for a funny police report.
Yes, officer. He wrote me a fake prescription and then stole all my forks.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sure he did. That's all we'll need for now. We'll be sure to put an all-points bulletin out for those forks. And we'll see what we come up with.
This is my lullaby, bye, bye, bye.
I thought you were optimistic.
Tim, what happened to the optimism?
You know what? I had a down day.
Dark period?
I had a down. I wouldn't even call it a period.
Just a bad
day. It was a couple of hours.
Oh, really?
And
it inspired a song.
It inspired a song for me, and you know, I'd read stories about, you know, guys who, you know, steal forks from women that they have one night stands with.
Right.
And so I said, well, that's something that I should write a song about.
You turned it into a positive.
I just made that up. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know why I had you play that song. But
because it's beautiful.
But it's pretty. It's
beautiful.
Like on my album, Love, Fish, and Sausages, which, by the way, is available on iTunes. You can get CDs at CD Baby.
Yeah.
Go to my friends at Picklehead Music. There's all kinds of places where you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fun. It's really funny. That one is a little bit, as I said, it's a little bit of a downer because the guy's kind of a scumbag.
So great choice for playing on the air.
You know what? Kevin what? Kevin came to me and said, what should we play? And I panicked.
Let's upset
no,
I panicked.
No
and I, and
no,
I said,
to apologize for.
I said, cut 18.
You have nothing to apologize for. Speaking of cut 18, a lot of times when you go out and you buy a CD, when you get in a time machine and go back in time and buy a CD in a store, your CD will have 10 or 12 songs on it. Not when you buy a CD from you,
no,
Tim Cavanaugh.
No.
How many tracks are on your CD?
There are 21 tracks.
21 tracks.
21 tracks.
You're like the Beatles.
Yep.
19 of them are really, really good.
Oh, what happened, Tim, on the other ones?
You know what? There's a contractual obligation. I had to do 21 songs.
Yeah.
And I really only had 19. Well, so I wrote a couple extra,
clinkers.
Something.
Yep. Can I ask you a question? Will you be selling your Love, Fish, and Sausages CDs at CD and Me in Frankfurt?
You know what? That's a really good idea. That's exactly
that.
What I'll do.
You
I'm
going to
sell
Friday
them after
night?
The show, and I'll autograph them. And this is kind of the cool thing.
Huh.
I just got power of attorney for Wilford Brimley, so I can sign his name also. So
oh, that'll
if
be
you
excellent.
Want an extra autograph,
collector's item.
I'm happy to do that.
That's fantastic news.
Yeah, it's fun.
You brought your guitar.
I did.
Is it
it's
possible?
Just a prop.
It's not a real guitar? That's a real guitar. Is it still
it
working?
It's still working.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no, I do that all the time.
That's fun to do. El Cabong.
I'm not coordinated in the least. but I do play the guitar. And you know what? I've been doing some things. I've been doing some shows for Carnival Cruises.
Yeah.
And one of the weird things is I do 5 shows every cruise. And 2 of them are family friendly,
yeah,
and 3 of them are R-rated,
really
supposedly.
Raunchy?
And I don't really do R-rated stuff.
No.
On the other hand, my family friendly stuff. When you start thinking, oh, there's going to be kids in the audience, it's like, well, I don't necessarily. Well, here's my thinking.
All right.
Kids love animals, don't they?
Yeah,
sure do.
Absolutely. So I like to do a song from that I do for my show.
All right.
If this is for the all ages show, here we go. Hit a raccoon with my car last night. Deep in my tire treads, there's remnants of him still. I look at those tires, I see death and misery. Flies look at my tires and see a rotisserie. It's meals on wheels for the neighborhood flies. A movable feast on my radial tires. I like drive-through food. Flies like food that's driven through, and this stuff's apparently good. That raccoon had good years ahead, till my good years killed him dead. His life in the fast lane didn't last too long. Now I know the meaning of raccoon pinion steering. For flies, it means meals on wheels. What I realize is that all the animal songs I have, and I have several.
You got a lot of animal songs.
They're all dead.
Oh, they are.
They're all about...
Hey, well, Loudon Wainwright did okay with that.
Yeah. That's what happened. Yeah, I know. He got that dead skunk in the middle of the road thing, which...
Can we just quickly review one of the lyrics? Raccoon pinion steering? Raccoon, am I hearing that right?
Yes. Now I know the meaning of raccoon pinion steering.
Love it.
Which, thank you. Thank you. That's the debate that's raging in my head.
Yeah.
Is that the worst line or the best line ever? And I'm torn. I really don't know.
Very good. Tim, there's been a lot of controversy with the inauguration.
Oh my God.
There was a Bruce Springsteen tribute band that was supposed to play and then they didn't. What are your thoughts on tribute bands? Are you a fan of the work?
First of all, I love tribute bands, especially if I don't know the original band. Because it's sort of like, oh, wow, these guys are really good.
Yeah.
And then you find out, oh, that's a Journey band. I said, well, who's Journey? And they say, oh, all those songs are from Journey. It's like, oh, my God.
It's almost better not to know sometimes.
It's better not.
It's better.
It's way better not to know because they're not always as good as the regular real band.
That's true.
But in terms of the inauguration, I'm refusing to do my comedy.
You're not going
to
do it?
At the inauguration.
You're refusing?
Did they ask you?
No,
but I
still, it's the principle of the thing. And you know what? And I'm protesting Donald Trump's treatment of Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, you are?
Who's a fellow comedian.
Yep.
Very, very nice person.
Yeah.
Very, very funny.
Right.
And he says awful things about her.
He does.
And so it's sort of like, that's it. You know,
I'm not performing at the inauguration.
You know, this isn't quite as serious as like John Lewis.
Right.
He's saying great things. But just for me, just standing up for Rosie makes me feel good.
You got to take a stand. You've proven that.
Nice to see you, Tim.
Hey, it's great to see you. By the way, Rosie spelled backwards is eyesore.
Yeah.
Did you ever notice that? That's weird.
Well, why don't you tweet that in the middle of the night and see what happens? That's a good thing to do.
Donald Trump will follow you.
I know. Yeah. Donald Trump.
Do you want that?
I don't know if I want that.
Tim Cavanaugh is performing at CD and Me in Frankfurt with Jim McHugh. It's coming up this Friday night. CDandMe.com is the website, or you can give them a call at 815-469-7315. And again, Tim, your website is timcav.com, correct?
Timcav.com, TIMCAV.
That's
it's
all
Cav
need.
With a C.
Perfect. Great to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
A quick break, then some news.